The best thing about moving is that you get to start over. One morning you get to wake up and reinvent your life, a clean slate to do what you want to do and be who you want to be. Except the truth about reinventing your life is that you tend to reinvent the same person you've always been, with the same life you've always had, because you don't really know how to be anybody but who you are. If you're lucky, maybe a few small changes will creep into your routine, a character trait will stick, a few new boundaries will hold. Or maybe something really profound will happen. Maybe just one small change will last, a drip drop of a sound whose ripples will carry a sliver of who you are right into the satin mist of heaven. For me, it started with a stomach flu. I remember three things about that day. I had just recovered from the stomach flu, I had stolen Eric's laptop, it would be years before I could afford my own, and I sat on a hard wooden chair. We had moved to Chicago just a few months before, a move that was oddly anticipated at the same time it was completely unforeseen. For reasons neither of us could put our fingers on, for months before the move, we were living with the faint and unsettled feeling that change was coming, that maybe God had something different in mind than the life we'd been living. Looking back, I think God's kindness alone was the netting that prepared us for the upheaval that would soon come. It began with an out-of-the-blue email I'd read for the first of a dozen times, sitting on the steps of our Ohio deck, the deck Eric built with my brother over a sticky 4th of July weekend in between premarital counseling sessions and bottles of icy cold beer. As I often did during those early years, I sat on the edge of the wooden planks watching my pasty-legged German-English descended toddlers, Sadie and Clay, run up and down the small tree-lined hill in the backyard, taking turns pushing one another on the black plastic truck with the broken trunk that we'd accosted from the neighbor. Eric handed me the email that now rested in my hands. Every few paragraphs, my eyes lifted to the kids, a now natural and often habit, taking in the budding green from the cornfield that rested on the other side of the shallow tree line, while Eric's broad shadow covered mine, waiting. Although the email was a simple invitation to explore a possibility, "Dear Eric, I received your name from a professor in your graduate school. He thought you might be interested in this position." I knew this was the change we'd subconsciously been waiting for. With a wisp of the breeze, I knew that the pieces of our lives were about to be drastically rearranged, not in the dramatic fashion caused by a terminal illness or a tragic accident or some awful and unexpected crisis, but enough of a tussle that it would be a while before we'd find our balance again. 6 months later, and thanks to the stress 10 pounds lighter, we watched snow-covered soybeans and cornfields turn into concrete highways and crowded strip malls. Exactly 3 days before Christmas, we pulled into a neighborhood of towering elms and fenced-in yards, slapped up a $25 Walmart Christmas tree, kicked up our feet, and wondered how this new life would unfold. We were in a city of 9 million souls and didn't know a single one. The stomach flu was a bad one. Eric was sick, Clay was sick, Sadie had just gotten done being sick. It was the 8th time we'd had the stomach flu in 4 years, one of the many initiations into parenthood that people fail to mention when they're gushing over your swaddled newborn. It had been 4 years of living with 2 toddlers who were 3 months short of being Irish twins.